Republicans in the House made their stand with the last tool at their disposal, blocking a funding bill, which requires a three-quarters majority to pass. That got everyone's notice, including Governor Beebe.
You know, I was worried they'd go home without a budget, which would have been the first time I'd have seen that.
Specifically, no budget for the state insurance department. That's the agency that's trying to implement parts of the federal health care overhaul. Agency Director Jay Bradford told lawmakers that failure to do so would mean the federal government stepping in to do it.
I think almost everybody would have to agree, hopefully, that we want the regulatory function for Arkansans here in Arkansas.
But many Republicans did not agree. They hope the federal law will be struck down and don't want the state taking any part in it right now, not even using federal money. So the insurance department's budget was unacceptable because it had a section dedicated to the planning of healthcare implementation. Three times it was voted down. Minority Leader John Burris says the intent wasn't to let the entire agency die.
It was a $70 million appropriation. There was $1 million of it that people contested with. We could have still voted on the rest and not had a problem. That motion was made three or four times and voted down every time.
With both sides pointing fingers and just a day and a half left in the session, the potential for breakdown seemed high. But a deal was made, or at least a way for everyone to save face. Another measure on healthcare implementation, not a funding bill, was still alive in the House. It has now been sent to interim study without being passed. Republican John Burris says that satisfies the conservative House members.
Sending that bill to interim study certainly slows down the implementation of the federal healthcare reform and lets the membership, the current membership, take a look at it and be involved in the process.
But the Democratic sponsor of that bill, Representative Fred Allen, says there was no quid pro quo.
No deal was made.
Allen says his bill would have run into trouble in the state Senate anyway.
The reason why I decided to put the bill in interim study, it's clear that I had the votes to get it out of the House, but down on the other end of the hall may have created some problems.
What this does to the shape of healthcare overhaul in Arkansas isn't clear. Representative Allen says the agency can continue with its planning, just without the endorsement of the state legislature. Under the federal law, by 2014, the state will have a health insurance exchange, which aims to make health coverage more accessible. To avoid federal takeover, the state has to show progress by January of 2013 in creating the exchange. Governor Beebe doesn't think having a measure in interim study will be good enough.
They should have passed that if you wanted Arkansas to be in charge, but I don't think, I think there were Republicans and Democrats alike that were afraid of that. For whatever reason, I think there's a lot of misinformation.
Beebe says he wouldn't try to put the exchange in place by issuing an executive order, though. Both sides say they didn't lose this fight. One triumph is sure. Lawmakers will end the legislative session today, battle-weary, but on schedule. For FM 89 News, I'm Kelly McNeil.